number five spot, we got stay-at-home moms. At first, she's going to be very appreciative of you working and taking care of the bills. But after a while, her staying home with the kids is going to get a little stressful to her. And she's going to be ordering a lot of stuff from Amazon. And trust me, those packages ain't the only thing he's going to be dropping off. At the number four spot, we got bisexual women. If you got a woman who's into women, you better learn to be into other women with her. Because if you don't join in, box is on her menu, bro.
Yeah, that stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home girlfriend thing, I just can't do it because I don't trust them. And that boredom could turn into whoredom real quick. Yeah, a woman don't need too much time on their hands. An idle mind is the devil's playground. And then when women have too much time to just sit and think, they come up with dumb shit to argue about when you get home. I don't want to deal with that. Women who are at home all day, it's a higher chance they're going to cheat on you. As far as bisexual women, yeah, never date a bisexual woman, fellas. Women are already complicated and convoluted and got all the drama and chaos that they coming with off top, even if they straight. Let alone she mess with females too. No, that's just too much. Too much on my plate and too much on her plate. And I know some guys think, oh yeah, we're going to have threesomes and stuff. You know, it's going to be more headache than fun threesomes. I'll tell you that.
At the number three spot, we got female correctional officers. If your woman is a correctional officer, trust and believe. Those inmates she worked with are not the only ones getting cuffed up.
I would say this goes for any woman who works in a field where there's a bunch of men and it's just her, the one woman. Like if she work at a firehouse or something, a cop, military, anything where she's surrounded by a bunch of guys, this is all facts. It's a good chance she letting one of them dudes hit it in the janitor's room.
At the number two spot, we got nurses. You know what? Scratch that. Any woman who worked in a job where she got to wear scrubs, I don't care if she a veterinary, cheater. Any woman who wears scrubs is a cheater. And at the number one spot, if your woman smoke bud and you don't, she is going to cheat on you, bro. Trust and believe. Most weed smokers are men. Who she smoking with? Who she buying it from? Cheater. You better learn to have a smoking habit, bro. Or your woman gonna cheat on you.
Women who puff the reefer on a regular basis or daily, they're not girlfriend material. You know, they're just somebody to have fun with. This isn't somebody you're gonna make the mother of your children and take to, you know, your mother. You just can't let it happen. You can't turn a weed head into a housewife.
I don't wanna link. I don't wanna smoke. I don't wanna drink. I don't wanna stay the night. I don't wanna fuck.
The typical person that you come across only asks what it is that you do, whether they realize it or not, see how they should treat you. That's the only reason people ask. It's not out of curiosity. It's not out of genuine conversation. They don't know you. First question that they can ask is something to where they're going to instantly judge you or where they can put you in a ranking.
When women are getting to know you, it's to judge you and rank you. 100%. Especially with that, what do you do for a living thing? Because you know how particular women are with how much money you make and what your social status is. It's all about social status to women, most women. What are their friends going to think of you? All these questions that they're asking you on that first date is to size you up to see if you're good enough to impress her friends. And if you're good enough to impress the people on her social media. How you get treated in this world is completely dependent on your social status or ranking in that social environment. It's not about if you're a good person or if you got a good personality, none of that. Human decency, none of that. People only treat others with basic decency and respect if they're at least at their social ranking or higher. Anything they deem to be below their social status or ranking, you're getting treated like crap in 90% of situations where you interact with humans. It's pretty depressing.
Some of these guys, man, unfortunately, they made failure feel like a Marriott bed. It's real comfortable.
Yeah.
So it's real comfortable. So you can make that statement, keep women feminine, because you coming in like a man, paying all them bills. But for the guy trying to wear that shirt, going 50-50, oh, bro, you can't make that statement. She got to go out there and be a man.
First, sir, it's feminine, not feminine. First and foremost, a woman should be feminine regardless. And let me give you an example. Even if she got to work and pay half the bills, she should be feminine if that's who she is. Because example, regardless of if I have a job, if I don't got a job, if I make a lot of money, don't make a lot of money, I'm going to act masculine because I'm masculine. My masculinity isn't circumstantial. That's weird. Like, okay, on Monday, I ain't masculine because X, Y, and Z, but on Wednesday, I'm masculine. No, fellas, stop letting your masculinity be based on things that could be taken away from you. Like your ability to provide financially. That can be taken away in so many different ways. So don't only feel like a man when you can provide, because it may be a time where you can't provide. So what, you ain't a man for that time period you couldn't provide? That's BS. Make sure your manhood is based on things that can't be taken away.
You got to go out there and get it like you. Even me as a man, right? If I get with a woman that's running 100 miles per hour too, right? I'm not expecting her to do, for us to play traditional roles. Nah, we not doing that. Hey, listen, you ain't got to cook tonight. I could cook. I've been living on my own since 24. I'm 39. I could cook. Nah, you ain't got to clean. I could clean. My hands work.